Okay, we're continuing now with Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. We are holding at Toshima. We had just started the sugya of Mitzvos Tzrichos Kavanah. We're holding about 7-8 lines down into the page. First within the line is Toshima. We just started the sugya of Mitzvos Tzrichos Kavanah. We learned yesterday that Rava holds that Mitzvos ain't Tzrichos Kavanah, that you don't need Kavanah in order to be Yotzei the Mitzvah. So the Gemara brings another Raya, though, that Mitzvos should require Kavanah. Toshima, from our Mishnah, if you're passing behind the shul or your house happens to be near a shul, v'kshama kol shofar or kol megillah, and you hear the sound of a shofar or of a megillah, im kiven libo yatzav, im lav la yatzav, you have kavanah, you're yotze. Without kavanah, you're not yotze. My love, im kiven libo latzeis, doesn't it mean you're having kavanah to be yotze the mitzvah, and you see mitzvah strichos kavanah? Lo, lishmoa, it just means you have kavanah to hear. What do you mean? Lishmoa v'hashama. The whole case is that you're hearing it. What does that mean, kavana to hear? Sovar chamor bialmahu. It could be that a person doesn't realize that it's called shofar. He thinks it's just a donkey braying. So when the Mishnah says im kivin libo, means that he realizes what he's hearing is a called shofar, and that's why he's yotzei, even if he's not having intention for the mitzvah. So the Gemara asks on Rava from another brisa. Esivei niskavin shomei avalon niskavin mashmia. If the guy who's listening to the shofar has kavana, but not the guy who's blowing the shofar, mashmia avalon niskavin shomei, or vice versa. You're not yotze unless both parties have kavana. I understand if the guy blowing is having kavana, but not the guy who is listening. That might mean that the guy listening doesn't even realize that it's a shofar. So it's got nothing to do with mitzvah shuch's kavana. He's got to at least realize that it's a shofar. But what exactly is the case that the guy who's listening is having kavana, the guy who's blowing is not having kavana? Lav b'tokel ishir, doesn't it mean the guy who's blowing is just blowing stam for musical sounds? And the whole issue is that mitzvos are tzrichos kavana and he's not having kavana? So says Mar, no. It could be that the Bryce is talking about where there you need the kavana of the guy blowing because he's having he's trying to blow a proper tkia, and he's not having kavana to do the short tkios that don't have a sheer tkia. So even if he's yotze tkio, the sheer, even if a sheer shalim of tkia comes out, he's not actually yotze the mitzvah. Meaning he's not trying to blow the right sound. He realizes that it's the sound of a shofar. It's irrelevant whether he has kavana l'shem the mitzvah, but he's not even trying to blow the right sound. He just accidentally emits the proper sound. Amle Abaye, so Abaye is Rava Elmeata. If you can say that even someone who's not having kavanah for the mitzvah still yotze, hayashin b'shmini b'sukkah, if someone sleeps on Shmini Atzeres in the sukkah, not l'shem mitzvah, yilka, he should get malchus for violating Baal Tosef. Because if you don't need kavanah to be yotze a mitzvah, you shouldn't need kavanah to violate Baal Tosef either. Amar lo, so Rava said, I hold by the Yisra of Baal Tosef that it's not a kasha at all. Shani Omer mitzvah sein over alein el bizmanan. I hold one can only violate Baal Tosef as long as it's still the zman of that mitzvah. Shmini Atzeres, the mitzvah of sukkah, is already over, at least in Eretz Yisrael. Masiv Hashem Baraba. Hashem Baraba asks, Minayin lekoin sholu leduchan, shalo yamar hol v'nosan litar rishul slavarich shol osif bracha achas mishali. Now we transition into the sugya of Baal Tosef. How do I know that if a kohen goes up to duchan that he shouldn't say, since I'm given the right to give blessings, I'm going to bless whatever I want. Kigon, Hashem el gev zechem yosef aleichem. Hashem said to you, more blessing. Tamalomer lo sosif aladavar. That's why we have lo sosif aladavar. He's not supposed to add beyond the three brachas it says in the Torah. But over here, after he already made the brachos, Avralei Zmane, isn't the Zman of the mitzvah over already? V'katani da'avar, and you still say that he's in violation of Baal Tosef? So how can you, Rava, say that one only violates Baal Tosef? If it's still the Zman of the mitzvah, the Zman of the mitzvah of Birch's Kohanim is only so long as he hasn't finished saying the three brachos, but if he's finished saying the three psukim of Birch's Kohanim, the Zman is over. And yet we still say he's in violation of Baal Tosef. Now we're talking about he added in the middle. He didn't finish all three brachas yet, so it's still the zman of the mitzvah. So that's an important point. Rava holds one can only violate Baal Tosef while it's still the zman of the mitzvah. Although you don't need kavana to violate Baal Tosef, Rava holds. But one only violates Baal Tosef while it's still the zman of the mitzvah. So asking Maravat Tanya, but we have another brisa that siyem that says that if the kohen adds an extra bracha after he finishes, it's also a violation of Baal Tosef. So Gemara says siyem bracha achas. It doesn't mean after he finishes all three brachas. It means after he finishes one bracha. Ask Gemara Vatanya siyem kol berchosav. We have yet another brisa that says that even after he finishes all of his brachas, it could be a violation of Baal Tosef. No, maybe over here it's different because it's still called the Zman Mitzvah, because if another Tzibur were to show up who have not yet been blessed, Hadim Mavarich, he would go back and be Mavarich them, another bracha, so Kula Yom Azimnehi. So maybe therefore we consider the whole day the Zman of the Mitzvah of Birch Kohanim. Uminate, how do I know that it's considered a Zman Mitzvah just because another Tzibur might show up? It's not, because we learned in the Mishnah as follows. If you have two different karbanos that each have a requirement of throwing the blood on the mizbeach once, and the blood gets mixed with each other, so it's obvious what to do. You know, some matan achas. You do one matan dam, and you're being yotzei for all the blood. Matan arba. Similarly, if you have blood of karbanos that are supposed to be placed four times on the mizbeach with blood of other karbanos that are supposed to be placed four times on the mizbeach, you know, some matan arba. Also, very simple what to do. You do matan arba. Here's where it gets complicated. Matan arba b'matan achas. What if you have blood of a carbon that's supposed to be placed four times on the mizbeach, and it gets mixed in with blood that's only supposed to be placed one time on the mizbeach? What do you do? Meaning, l'chora, if you do it four times, it's going to be a violation of Baal Tosef for the blood that's only supposed to be put one time. If you do it one time, it's going to be a violation of Baal Tikva for the blood that's supposed to be placed four times. Shor b'le'ezer omer, yinosem matan arba, you do it four times, shor b'shomer yinosem matan achas. So now the Gemara fleshes out the conversation. Omer lo Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says, shor b'shomer, how can you say to do it only once? Harei over al Baal Tigra, it's going to be a violation of Baal Tigra for the blood that needs to be placed four times. Amla Rabbi Shua says right back to him, hurry over Baal Tosef. If you do it four times, you're going to be violating Baal Tosef. Amla Rabbi Blaz, alone number Baal Tosef, El Kshu Ba'atzmo. We only say Baal Tosef when you're standing, when the blood is independent, when it's standing on its own. But when it's mixed with other blood that requires four matanos, that's not called Baal Tosef. So better to put four times because it's not going to ruin anything. Amla Rabbi Shua says, well, then you should say the same thing. Lo nemar Baal Tigra el kshu ba'atzmo. That it's only a violation of Baal Tigra when it's on its own. Va'odam Rabbi Shua says even more, kishalonasata avarta al Baal Tigra v'lo asisa ma'isa biyotcha. You may violate Baal Tigra if you only put it on one time, but at least you did that passively by not putting extra times. But if you sprinkle that blood four times, you're in violation of Baal Tosef, and you did that actively. So says the Gemara, since you did the Zrika of the blood of a Bechor one time, the Zman of the mitzvah of Zrika of the Dam of Bechor is over because you only have to do it once. And yet, the Katani Davar Mishum Baal Tosef, we still see it's called a violation of Baal Tosef to sprinkle more. So don't you see from here, Lav Mishum Da'amrinu Kivin Dila Mishramile Bukhra Achrina, don't you see from here that since if another Bechor were to come along that same day, Hadar Mazamine, you would have a requirement to sprinkle from that. Kula Yom Azimne, that therefore makes the entire day this man, and therefore this is a raya that whenever the mitzvah could come up again that day, even though you've completed the mitzvah as it needs to be done, it's still called the Zman of the mitzvah, and therefore it's still eligible for Baal Tosef. We'll make that a main point. Even if you hold, once the Zman of the mitzvah is over, it's no longer eligible for Baal Tosef, if that mitzvah could come up again today, it's considered that the Zman of the mitzvah has not yet passed. Ask Gemara, Mimai, how do you know that's a good raya? Dilmuk sav Rabbi Shua mitzvah sav alei nafilu shalob zmanan. Maybe Rabbi Shua just doesn't accept this chiddush of Rava, and he holds that you can violate Baal Tosef even after the Zman mitzvah. It's not that it's called the Zman mitzvah because another Bechor might show up. No, you can violate Baal Tosef even when it's not the Zman Mitzvah. So Anan Hachi Kamrina. No, what we mean to say is, with this right is as follows. That Rav Shom Bar Abba, my time is Shavuot Masnis in the Muslim Braisa. Why does Rav Shom Bar Abba ask on Rava from the Braisa rather than from the Mishnah? Losev Masnis, he could have just asked from the Mishnah. So Masnis in my time in the Mosev, why didn't he ask from the Mishnah? Since if another Bechor were to show up, you can have a mitzvah sprinkling still that day. So the whole day is considered the Zman. Well, then Braisa Nami, the Braisa that he actually does ask from with Birch's Kohanim, has the same issue with it. Shouldn't you say, since another Tzibur were to show up, he'd have to say another Bracha? Doesn't that make the whole day it's Zman? So the Gemara explains Rav Shaman's kasha as follows. Rav Shaman Bar Abba, who asks from the Bais of Birch Kohanim and not from the Mishnah of Matan Damim, would understand that Hasam, when it comes to the blood, Lo Sagi Lo Yahiv, if another Bechor comes, you have an absolute Chiyuv to do Hazza'a and you can't get out of it. But Hacha, when it comes to Birch Kohanim, Yibayim Mevarich, Yibayim Lam Mevarich. It really depends what the Kohen wants. If he wants to be Mevarich, he can. If not, he doesn't have to be. So you don't have the Svara that the entire day is the Zman. So Rava, now the Gemara is going to go back to Abaye's original kasha. That if Yod Mitzvah Sein Tzrichas Kavana, if someone sleeps in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, it should be a violation of Baal Tosef. Because again, the premise that Abaye has is that if you hold to be Mekayim a mitzvah, you don't need Kavana, then to violate Baal Tosef, you also shouldn't require Kavana. So Rava Amar Latzeis Lo Baye Kavana. Rava's second approach to answering this question is that in order to be Yotzei, you don't need Kavana. But lavar, in order to violate Baal Tosef, it could be ba'i kavana. You do require kavana. V'amat and damel Rabbi Yeshua, the lavar v'lo ba'i kavana. What about the sprinkling of the blood according to Rabbi Yeshua, that when you take the dam of a bechor and you sprinkle it four times, you violate Baal Tosef, even though you're not having kavana to be zorek the dam of the bechor additional times? So it's only for the sake of the karban. So Ela Amar Rava, rather Rava says as follows. Latzeis, to be yotze your mitzvah, lo by kavana. You don't need kavana. Lavar, to violate Baal Tosef, bizmano, if it's still the zman of the mitzvah, lo by kavana. You don't need kavana. You violate Baal Tosef anyway. But shalo bizmano, but if it's no longer the zman of the mitzvah, ba'i kavana, you do need kavana. So let's put it this way. The Maskanas HaGemara Rava holds that you don't need kavanah to be yotzei mitzvah. To violate Baal Tosef, you either need kavanah to do the mitzvah, or it still needs to be the zman of the mitzvah. You don't need both, but you need one or the other. Either you need to have kavanah to be yotzei, even if the zman has long passed, or it still needs to be the zman of the mitzvah, even if you happen to not be having any kavanah at that time. Okay, Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up at the bottom line over here. Va'amalei Rabbi Zeira, l'shamei.